KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and we're at 53 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Officials with Cass County Health System Thursday afternoon reported the number of positive COVID-19 cases in the county was holding steady at 11. Of those, 8 patients have recovered from the virus. A total of 377 residents of the county have been tested to date. The result was 354 negative tests returned and 12 tests that were pending analysis and return data. None of the aforementioned results have changed as of early this morning. Statewide, a total of 519 Iowans have died from COVID-19 and 10,563 have recovered from the virus. Nearly 125,990 had tested negative out of a total of 145,108 tests completed, and 18,689 Iowans have tested positive. Pottawatomie County public health officials on Thursday said there were 8 more positive cases of COVID-19 to report there. 7 of the cases are residents of Council Bluffs and 1 is from Crescent. One of the patients is under the age of 17, 2 are 18 to 40, 4 range in the age from 41 to 60, and 1 is 81 years of age or over. Those persons were tested between May 19th and the 25th. Health officials said also, so far, 2,898 Pott County residents have tested positive for COVID-19, or been tested, that is, for COVID-19, and a total of 260 have tested positive as the last report. 7 persons are hospitalized from the virus, 91 are self-isolating, and based on Pott County Public Health contact tracing investigations, a total of 76 Pott County COVID-19 cases are the result of community spread. In western Iowa and southwest Iowa, the RMCC, or Regional Medical Classification Center, data showed 9 persons hospitalized, 9 were in ICU, 2 were admitted to a hospital, and 5 people were on ventilators. Cass County, as we mentioned earlier, has 11 cases that have been confirmed. 8 have recovered. Adair County has 8 cases and 5 recovered. Adams County, 5 positive cases and 7 positive cases and 2 recovered. In Audubon County, 12 positive COVID-19 cases with 8 recovered. Guthrie County has 46 and 29 respectively. Montgomery County, 6 and 5. Pottawatomie County, 234 and 145. And Shelby, 34 cases with 26 having recovered. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 9 o'clock in an electronically conducted session. On their agenda is approval of 28E Articles of Agreement for Workforce Development Chief Elected Official, or CEO, Consortium. Merging present regions 8, 12, and 13, the counties of Cherokee, Ida, Plymouth, Monona, and Woodbury, and comprise Region 12. The counties of Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Guthrie, and Sac, comprising Region 8, and the counties of Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, or Mills, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby, comprising Region 13. The board will also discuss and possibly act on approving a 28E agreement for sharing cost of provision of ambulance services, as well as approving the employment of an additional jailer, the Secondary Roads Department employee bargaining agreement for FY 2021, and act on a resolution to vacate a portion of untraveled county roadway, an untraveled portion of a former primary road number 414 in the west part of the east one half of the northeast one quarter of section 10 of Cass Township. The traveled portion of the roadway, they say, will not be affected by that road vacation. In other business, the Cass County supervisors will consider a complaint received regarding abandoned, junked, or inoperable vehicles parked near a state roadway on privately owned rural property. Officials in Montgomery County said Thursday the government buildings that have been closed to the public since March 17th in an effort to combat the spread of COVID-19 and protect the health of the community and county employees are set to reopen normal business hours on Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. The Board of Supervisors, in collaboration with county elected officials and department heads, determined that the county is ready to reopen facilities, and they're encouraging the public to continue to respectfully follow safety procedures to make the transition a smooth and safe one. Auditor Stephanie Burke said health screenings will no longer be conducted at the buildings. However, they are encouraging the public to wear masks, use available hand sanitizer upon entering and leaving buildings, and practice social distancing by maintaining at least 6 feet distance from others. Also, she says, we ask that only customers that are directly required to complete the transactions enter the Montgomery County Courthouse, for example, 1 parent per minor for consent, no other guests, including children, and so on. The Board of Supervisors will work closely with Montgomery County Emergency Management and Public Health to monitor the situation in the community and determine the best ways to serve the public during this time. Continuing to access county government services by phone, email, online, or the courthouse drop box is strongly encouraged. And Produce in the Park begins its four-month run in Atlantic on June the 4th. Market manager Brigham Hoig says there are a lot of changes this year to keep all the folks safe. Hoig says also that we're very excited to introduce an online pre-order system with drive-through pickup. And Hoig says recognizing the changes needed for the successful market season in 2020, Produce in the Park's theme for this year is Romaine Calm and Carrot On. The market is introducing a number of changes to keep customers and vendors safe and to comply with the governor's requirements for farmers markets this season. You can read all about the changes in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page under the programs tab at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Margie Joanne Thompson, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Margie Thompson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Randy Jake Marchant, age 63, of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. A visitation for Jake Marchant will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora with a celebration of life at a later date. David Popper Pop, age 63, of Atlantic, died May 21st at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Pop will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alice Alexander, age 85, of Omaha, died May 22nd. A massive Christian burial for Alice Alexander will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mark A. Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died March 22nd. A celebration of life graveside service for Mark Johnson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Messina Center Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Wayne Newell, age 77, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. A graveside memorial service with full military honors for Wayne Newell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mary Jane Zaccone, age 83, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Private family mass of Christian burial for Mary Jane Zaccone will be tomorrow at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Joseph Keene, age 86, of Panama, died Thursday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Donald Keene will be at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama tomorrow. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eric John Sorensen, age 58, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eric Sorensen will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Cheryl Carter, age 60, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday in South Dakota. Graveside services for Cheryl Carter will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be on June 25th at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Brandon Harry, age 30, of Cumberland, died Thursday. Services for Brandon Harry are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.